So before you push...
What? I just hit record.
Okay.
What?
I was going to ask, so do I put them in the minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, you put everybody in the minutes. Yeah.
Everyone?
Well, every...
Just Sharon and
Roger. Sharon and Roger.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, and identify them as board members.
Okay.
All right. So we'll bring this to order, I guess. So this meeting is the Port of Berkeley Harbor budget meeting, budget committee meeting. I want to do a roll call real quick. So we'll start with Tom Bean.
Present.
Angie Christian.
Present.
Barbara Sarah Mella? Mala?
Present.
No? Sorry. John Brazil.
Present.
Sharon Hartung.
Present.
And Roger Thompson.
Here.
Thank you. All right. So the budget message, I want to read the budget message to everybody. All right. Port of Berkeley Harbor budget message, fiscal year 2017-2018. The Port of Berkeley Harbor Port Manager, as a duly appointed budget officer, is pleased to present the fiscal year 2017-18 annual operating budget to the Budget Committee and Ports Board of Commissioners as required by ORS 294.445. Budget process. The budget process begins in January each year. Information along with past historical data and projected future revenues are used to prepare this proposed budget. The budget officer appointed by the commission prepares and reviews the budget with staff for the needs and goals of the upcoming 2017-18 fiscal year. The proposed budget is then presented to budget committee. The budget committee meets publicly to discuss the document and approve the proposed budget and any recommended changes. Public comment is received on the port's budget. A summary of the approved budget is then published in the Curry Coastal Pilot for public information and review. Prior to June 30th, the Board of Commissioners hold a public hearing to receive a public input of the programs and services funded in the budget as approved by the Budget Committee. Since the port operates on fiscal year beginning July 1st and ending June 30th, the budget must be adopted by the board by June 30th of each year. Mm-hmm. Overview of the budget. Approximately 10% of the port's operating budget is derived from the collection of property taxes levied on the citizens of the port district. The remainder comes from various enterprises operated by the port, which includes the marina, RV park, retail center, and land leases and boatyard activities. Fiscal year 2016-17 revenue outlook was lowered by the sinkhole event on Highway 101. Other storm-related damages throughout the port properties, lack of full salmon season, and the Warren travel lift prevented boatyard activities to occur at its full potential. Ice house repairs and maintenance exceeded budgeted outlooks, and the loss of trained personnel impacted productivities that were forecasted. A lack of cold storage racks to store frozen products prevents its full revenue potential. Storage of products from the new fish processing plant without racks and trained personnel to manage the products going in and out created inefficiencies. Ice house cold storage operations were hoped to be sold to the private sector and become a lease revenue the port finances. Revenues will continue to be affected for the foreseeable future because of past port construction methods affecting Basin 1 moorage, fuel dock slope and ramp, boardwalk, septic tanks, and any other unforeseen infrastructure repairs. The port's cash reserves have been reduced significantly by extreme debt burden, mishandling of payroll, accounts payable, and receivables in the past fiscal years. Due to extreme debt burden, the port is unable to hire additional personnel, replace or repair infrastructure needs for it to function normally. It is the intention of the current management to continue to find ways of lowering overhead costs be financially responsible to all vendors and creditors, and operational management so that the port can maintain its current conditions until funds become available to improve and bring back the full potential of this port. Due to current conditions of the port, private restructuring of the debt is not available. The port will be looking to sell assets to lower its debt. The accounting basis that we use, the Port of Brookings Harbor uses modified accrual basis of accounting, which means that revenues are recognized in a period that become available, and expenditures are recognized in a period in which they, in which the liabilities are incurred. This basis of accounting is consistent with the prior year.